Brad.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. You've generated some excitement with this Greatest Hits album. Is Boston a living, breathing entity at this point?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're right in the middle of a tour now, and we're having a great time. We started the 1st of July, and the tour's going through the first week in September. We're doing 46 shows over a couple of months. So, yeah, we're alive and kicking.
That's terrific.
And of course, we're playing the two new songs that are on the Greatest Hits CD as well, Higher Power, which was the first single.
Sure.
And Tell Me, which is actually sung by our bass player, Dave Sykes. That's one of my favorites, too. I wasn't on that one, but I think it's a real nice ballad of Tom's.
What happened with you? You actually left after Third Stage, correct?
Yeah, what happened was I had made a commitment to Barry Goodreau, the former guitar player with Boston, to do a project with him, which wound up being a band called RTZ.
Sure.
An album. And about a week before we were set to go in the studio and record that, I got a call from Tom that he wanted to start this album, which ultimately would be Walk On. And I had to actually go see him, which was very tough for me to do, and explain to him that I had made this commitment to Barry. And I have to say, he was very gracious about it. And I guess he had the choice of either waiting for me to have that other project run its course, or just go ahead and press on with the record. And to his credit, I think he went on with it. And the singer that ultimately wound up on the record, Fran Cosmo, coincidentally was an old buddy of mine that I've known for 20 years. And Fran and I sang on Barry Goodreau's first solo record. So it was quite a coincidence that he wound up kind of taking my place on Walk On while I was doing RTZ. And then, of course, we went out on tour in 95, the Walk On tour. They had asked me to be a part of that. And it's pretty much the same lineup on this tour as well. So we have two lead vocalists on the road, which makes life considerably easier for me.
So Fran is still a part of the band then?
Absolutely, yeah.
And does he play an instrument as well?
Yeah, Fran's really quite a good guitar player, as well as being a good singer.
Yeah.
Well, so I get to play rhythm guitar. Fran gets to play lead guitar on occasion. We've got three, of course, Tom and Gary Peel, who's been with the band for, Gary's been with the band for 10 years now.
Since Barry left.
Pretty much, yeah. Gary was actually Sammy Hagar's guitar player. That's how we met him, because in the 70s, the Don't Look Back tour was done almost entirely with Sam.
Mm.
And so that's how we got to know Gary. And when Sammy did his last show with his band before he joined Van Halen, was right when Tom was working on Third Stage record. And Gary went right from Champaign, Illinois, which was the last Sammy gig, and got on a plane and flew back to Boston, and he's been here ever since.
I just saw Sammy a few weeks ago, Brad.
Yeah, I know. We've been kind of almost running into each other. We're kind of crisscrossing the country together.
So what's the story with Tom working in the studio? He has this reputation of being a real perfectionist, and almost to a fault. I mean, you talk about...
Well, he knows what he wants, mm-hmm. or maybe might be better said, he knows what he doesn't want, and he's got a pretty good idea of where he wants things to go. So it can be a time-consuming process, but I find it very interesting, and having worked with Tom, been in the studio with Tom since really 1970, even though we didn't get signed until the end of 75, the first record coming out in 76, we've got a pretty good idea of, you know, he knows what he wants to hear out of me, and I've got a pretty good idea of what he's looking for the most part. So we've got a pretty good working relationship. It might drive some people crazy to do take after take, but, you know, I know when he gets finished with it, it's going to be great. So
yeah, well,
I'm happy to put the time in.
All the studio work has been sparkling. Did you hit a wall when you were doing Third Stage and just think to yourself, this guy is soft ever? Or?
No, Third Stage was actually, I had a pretty good time singing on that record. For one thing, he lowered some of the vocal parts. The singing on the Third Stage record, by and large, there aren't so many of those tremendously high notes like there were on the first two. So it was actually a little more comfortable for me to sing. And some great songs. Amanda off of Third Stage, of course, is the biggest selling single that we've ever had. Billy Engines also has always done really well when we play that live. It's a great live song. Good stuff off of that.
I was living in the Boston area.
Oh, were you? I grew up on the North Shore, but most people would know Salem, Mass, the witch city.
Yeah.
And I grew up the next town over from that.
And you did what? Was about 12 dates right in a row at the Centrum?
We did nine.
Nine, yeah.
Which I think was a record for there. And we were scheduled, I think, to play two. And then they sold those out, and they said, we're going to add another show. We said, great. And before we knew it, we had done nine shows. It was just unbelievable.
I was there for two of them, Brad.
It was a great time. And then you saw my friends in Fahrenheit, too.
Yep.
Putting act for us. And I thought that they had a great record, too. I wish more people got to hear that one.
Yeah, well, you know how tough it is to get that first crack.
It's going to be tough, yep, that's true.
So, any plans to head into the studio after this tour?
We haven't really discussed much beyond this tour. You know, it's been kind of all-consuming at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that when we were in rehearsal, getting ready for this tour, and also occasionally if we get a chance during soundcheck, there's a couple of musical ideas that Tom's been tossing around. So I know he's of a mind to do something with those. And we have been recording on this tour as well. We've been recording the live shows. So I'd kind of like to see a CD that might have at least some live recordings on it as well.
Yeah, a live album would be great. That would be a first
for
Boston.
Particularly now, I think the band is, you know, the vocals and everything, are sounding better than ever.
All right. Well, if there's any way you can make it out here to Honolulu this tour in the future, we would certainly be thrilled to have you. I know it's a pain in the ass to get out here and deal with everything.
Well, you know, I've been there. We were there in 78, and it's well worth the travel, and I wish somebody would send us out there. If not, I'm just going to have to come out on vacation.
Well, put some pressure on the tour manager, okay?
I will do.
And thanks a lot for calling. It was a real pleasure speaking with you.
Okay. Take care.